Israel today stepped up its attacks in Lebanon, bombing a military air base near the Syrian border, as well as the international airport in Beirut. It's the largest Israeli air assault against Lebanon in decades, and it comes one day after Hezbollah militants captured two Israeli soldiers in a cross-border raid. Joining me to talk about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Lebanon is Rob Malley. He's director of the Middle East Program at the International Crisis Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
Israel's army chief has said, "We are not at war," but it looks like war.
Well, it certainly sounds like war, and I'm sure that for the people on the ground, whether in Lebanon or in Israel, it's feeling very much like war. When you have a naval and sea blockade, when you have airstrikes, when you have Katyusha rockets fired into Israel, I think for most people it would qualify at least as very much like a war.
Well, at what point does this become, in fact, a larger conflict?
Well, there are several thresholds that could still be crossed. It still is relatively limited. But if you saw a Hezbollah rocket really create great damage, inflict great damage on an Israeli civilian area, or if Israel were to kill a leader of Hezbollah, or if Israel were to expand the conflict into Syria, any one of those, and there are many others, could really snowball this into something much more dangerous and much more regional in dimension.
This action does come as Israeli forces are fighting Hamas militants in Gaza. Are there parallels between the two conflicts?
Well, there certainly is a parallel in what triggered them to some extent. In both cases, Hamas and Hezbollah abducted an Israeli soldier, in one case one and the other two, and in both cases they're claiming they did this in order to get the release of their own prisoners in Israeli jails. But the real regional dimension to all this and what is bringing them together is that in all cases what this is about is parties trying to establish new rules of the game, rules of conduct, a new balance of power in the region. It's much more about that than about the fate of the soldiers, however important that is. It's about who will have the ability to dictate the rules of the game for the coming period.
Well, then what rules is Hezbollah trying to dictate?
Well, it's trying to show that it can't be ignored, it can't be pressured, and certainly it can't be dismantled as a militia in Lebanon. So it's trying to assert that it has a key position to play and that it has means, real means, of attacking Israel if it needs to. So it's sending that message, just as Hamas is sending the message that it won't go away quietly if it's not allowed to govern, if it's not allowed to pay the salaries and to try to show that it can perform better than its predecessor in Palestinian government. It too has means, violent means, of reacting.
And just finally, what would it take to de-escalate this crisis?
Well, right now, unfortunately, because this is about, it's less about the immediate tactical objectives of releasing the soldier. It's much more about establishing new deterrence, new rules of conduct, and new rules of the game. This is probably going to take longer than anyone would want it to take because neither side wants to be the one to blink first.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Rob Malley is Middle East Program Director at the International Crisis Group. This is NPR News.